me out of the weasel shit. Be cool when you see me, I'm hot at all that rap beef and shit. The hood know you pussy, so we don't bother believing it. Locked in on the instrumental, I took back the key to this. Run me the keys, run me the bees, run me that float back. You're top three, I'm not number one, how could you post that? I'm with the crowd, the city is mine, you cannot hold that. I'm not the one to go back, you fuck around me, Joe Black. Run me the keys, run me the bees, run me that float back. What I'm saying, top three, I'm not number one, how could you post that? I'm with the crowd, the city is mine, you cannot hold that. I'm not the one to go back, you fuck around me, Joe Black. What I'm saying, people say.
Yo, what's up? It's your man, Brother Red, coming at you with another episode of No Vultures. It's 2022, baby, and we're here, and this is season 3 of No Vultures. Thank you for joining us. Sit back, relax, get your popcorn, get your drinks. If you're on the road, get locked in. We're going to review the new Nas album, Magic. Shout out to everybody who supported the podcast thus far. We want to give a big shout out to our man, A0, and he sent us in a little something.
Cold as the blizzard, who is it? Asking, rhyming, exquisite, perfect timing. Double dutch, deluxe, step back, they couldn't handle us. On the head, the bars of life, and we breathing. Step back, heavy chest even, collapse raw. You want war? You ain't equipped with that, you better get more. Everybody party, cause you know what's in you. You know you feel it too, cause I feel it. What's for real, man? Lyrical skill, and you know it's so ill, man. I feel it too. All offend me and all offend you. Collapse the drum, leaving you numb, lyrically, Nathan, penetrating, doing the will of Satan, all up on the mic, and I know that you're faking. Come on, man, surround God, you just a dog, watch me maraud, empty, simply, don't tempt me. I told y'all, I got to get my good at pennies, capture, collapse you, step back, you ain't got enough stamina, Bruce Banner, getting green. Join the team, microphone fiend, connect game, connect thing, rearrange, niggas is strange. Oh yeah, nigga, make it bang. Like the patty, gladly, unhand me, my packing. Stacking my chips, got the clips, and you know we bout to dip. On empty from the first, cause I got a thirst. I had to burst another verse. Kick it versatile, what a verse for you. A's and zero, you know what we about to do.
Right, appreciate that, Agent Zero. If anybody's out there, you got music, you want to send it in, instrumentals, you got beats, you got flows, hey, send them in, and we'll play them, and we'll give a shout-out on the podcast. We want to thank everybody for supporting us. Now, let's get into Speechless.
No vultures.
I don't even know what's going on no more. I don't even know what's happening, man. ain't no answers. I'ma figure some shit out though, yeah. Try to get my weight up. Try to get all my watches in order. Get my safe up. Get great.
I'm 21 years past the 27 club. It's like I went back into my past and then I sped it up. Robert Johnson, Winehouse, and Morrison found where heaven was. Heaven on earth, this shit is magic with no fairy dust. Home of the gully gangster, the gruesome and the scary stuff. I told my brother, jump up, and they gon' go through hell with us. They don't have a history in the streets that compare with us. Hood niggas, they wanna be us. Thugs in the St. Regis, only thing undefeated is time. Second is the internet, number three is this rhyme. Before security, my dog had to sneak in the nine. God must be on my side, I had to eat and provide. My winning streak is divine. I told Thun, leave the streets behind. Don't let them hype you with slow run beats, cheating the grind. Dog, I'm telling it like it is. You gotta deal with the consequence. When you running the niggas' cribs, nigga, you better be ready to sit. Dope dealers, street hustlers, pop cases, throw dice on pavement, cop chases, big gamblers, scullies, high faces, gang wars, hot spots, police raided, left them speechless. Left them speechless.
And that was the first song on Nas and Hit-Boy's new LP, Magic. And that was Speechless. And that's a nice track in classic Nas fashion. You know, comes out, first track. Some MCs, some artists, you know, they might build from an intro or a first track. This one, no filler, no build up. Get straight to it. Enjoy the song. Definitely Nas is in a zone. I think that he's sending a quick message on this one, like straight out the gate. This is not going to be a filler album. This is going to be, you know, let's get to it. Let's get to these bars. Let's get to these beats. So that was Speechless. And let's listen to that little bit of the end of Speechless.
High faces, gang wars, hot spots, police raided. Left us speechless. Just like when the judge read the sentence, threw your life away a minute. Left us speechless. The bounce back is the greatest feeling when they thought that you were finished. Leave us speechless. Speechless.
All right. So that was Speechless. Now, the next track that we have coming up is going to be Meet Joe Black.
Why would I ever have to cop a chain again when the QB chain birth moves the chains in the game? No post office, we stamp in time. Took a slice out of the Big Apple, made apple pies, family size. Leather bombers and Nike Sakai. Danger was corners, you better pray that tomorrow arrive. Rap Sugar Ray Robinson, nothing sweet. Y'all too out of shape to even box with me. Heavyweight, I know my way around the ring. Just like Shorty know a way around the storm. Making hits with hit boy, all he gotta do is hit record. Record breaking news, had to show up just to fill a void. Confused boy, little boys, y'all better keep your poise. Leave me out of the weasel shit. Be cool when you see me, I'm hot at all that rap diva shit. The hood know you pussy, so we don't buy or believe in it. Locked in on the instrumental, I took back the key to this. Run me the keys, run me the bees, run me that float back. Your top three, I'm not number one, how could you post that? I'm with the crowd, the city is mine, you gotta hold that. I'm not the one to go back, you fuck around, meet Joe Black.
All right, and that was Meet Joe Black, and that was the first verse for Meet Joe Black, and there's a few things to unpack on that one. First thing out the gate, why would I ever want to cop another chain when the QB chain birthed most of the chains in the game? Tell you what, that QB chain is for as like hip-hop jewelry, one of the finer pieces. At least for me, I would say the number one chain in hip-hop history in the game has got to be the Death Row chain. Straight up, Death Row chain, that's the hardest chain. But that QB, that could be a solid number two. You know, Slick Rick had so much,
you know, you can forget about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, pick one. Now, one that wasn't necessarily like a shiny piece of jewelry, but and I don't even know if you can necessarily call it jewelry as much as an accessory. But when you say iconic, you know, we got to mention Flavor Flav and the clock. You know what I'm saying? Now, for me, my favorite piece of jewelry in hip-hop history is the eagle that Ghostface got. Ain't nobody got no motherfucking eagle on their arm. You can forget about that shit. You know, that's bananas right there. All right. Now, another thing that I think, you know, Nas might have been shooting a little shot at was Freddie Gibbs. When he mentioned, you know, the hood don't believe you, pussy, and all that type of stuff. Because, you know, remember, Uncle Murder just hit Gibbs with, you know, several bars for Gibbs. And he felt like Freddie Gibbs, you know, had slighted Nas and not really just giving his props for taking home that Grammy for King's Disease. And it looks like Nas is going to be up for a Grammy for King's Disease, too. And then the third thing, and that was just on the one verse, or the first verse. The other thing is, I think, at the end, or should I say that hook, he's definitely shooting a shot at Jay-Z. You know, Jay-Z was in the news recently. As it was reported, he was saying that he doesn't think anyone can get at him at Versus. So, you know, there's only so many people that's even would be mentioned with Jay-Z. I'm not the biggest Jay-Z fan. I'm not really a Jay-Z fan, but I don't knock the hustle. You know what I'm saying? I know he's got fans. I'm just not one of them. But that being said, like I said, the dude, you know, people like him. And so, of course, you know, Jay feels like he does. And so I definitely think the Nas was giving a little bit of that work. So let's continue to listen to a little bit more of that Meet Joe Black. Let me pull it up for you here real quick. Here we go.
Yep. Hold that, I'm not the one to go at. You fuck around me, Joe Black. What I'm saying, people saying what's already been said. Predictions, I don't listen, it's already in my head. No funny shit, your most hungry place. I was past that in 28, underground tapes. As my ass captain publishes states. As we slide in the G-Ride, I've been getting criticized. It's keeping me energized, create with a business mind. I'm from where killers reside. A wild hood, only new booms since my childhood. Niggas say anything in these raps cause it sound good. Don't even mean what they say, horrible outlook. Y'all ain't really about this house niggas. Y'all was in the house with it. We don't respect fake jewelry and silly outfits. Window down, blowing out cuts. Great tits, New York's J Prince on Houston Street. I caught the bounce before my nigga even bounced the beat. I took the hard way in the shit, man, it's the route for me. Run me the keys, run me the bees, run me that flow back. In top three, I'm not number one, how could you post that? I with the crowd, the city is mine, you gotta hold that. I'm not the one to go at, you fuck around me, Joe Black. Run me the keys, run me the bees, run me that flow back.
That was Meet Joe Black. Now, first takeaway from the first couple songs, Nasty Nas is in the motherfucking house. I'm excited. So, let's take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. I'm thinking it's fitting to get ugly. Welcome back, everybody. This is your man, Brother Red. Excuse me, and you're listening to No Vultures. And I did say it's going to get ugly, and we got some news. And it's a little bit of ugly news, and hopefully it'll get better. But it's been recently reported that Pete Rock is suing Nas for royalties owed from The World Is Yours. Now, is that true? Is Pete Rock actually suing Nas? The answer is no. Rock is looking for master royalties and royalties as a performer on the song Rock sang the hook to. And the song was, of course, the legendary The World Is Yours from Illmatic. And that's probably the most sampled song off of that album. You know what I'm saying? And of course, whose world is this? The world is yours. The world is yours. The world is mine. Whose world is this? Yeah. So, Rock has been receiving publishing royalties. However, he's seeking master royalties that comes from the artist royalty. So, that in this case, that would be Nas and his share. And so points are typically given to producers. Number of points are given to producers depending on their reputation and clout. So according to reports, Rock's attorneys are looking to meet with Nas's team and go over accounting with Rock's team. And Rock's attorneys claim he could be owed up to $1 million. And also they're saying that we're not looking for a sum of money. And then that's not the end of it. We're looking for his ongoing and continuing publishing. And that was according to Rolling Stone magazine. And and Rolling Stone also reports that, I guess, they reached out to Nas representatives and they have yet to get any response. And there hasn't been anything else in the news. And that has been the most recent report. So hopefully that'll get settled and that'll get straightened out. Now, let's get back into it. The next cut from that Nas Magic album, Ugly.
Test, test. Yes, yes. Yeah. It's ugly outside, it's muggy as money outside. 105 Fahrenheit, thunderous skies. The cloud shape a clown face above where you reside. Under his eye, teardrop got the ugliest cry. They call my city Gotham City, opposite of pretty, where the man cannot predict bullets raining from out the 50. It's ugly outside, Big L would be here if it wasn't. Hella freeze over the day it doesn't get ugly out. How can we hug it out after we slugged it out? We should be buying acres, adjusting each other's crowns. That was your brother back then, how could you gun him down? Yeah. Yeah, this is what I live for. The inventor, the reinvention. I'm reincarnated, see what it hit for. Yo, even your mentor could get you sent for. Get you chipped off if it's a prick off. You hit a brick wall, damn big dog. Dove in that water and got hit with a cannonball. Ugly Christmas sweater party with no Santa Claus. Companies profit off of black trauma. That's ugly, mad ugly, just like Shanae and Wanda. You been through shit, I've been through shit. Every day is an honor. It's ugly how Mercedes Moore lost her life to a stalker. I'm on office every day until I see the love. KD3 on the way, this just to feed the buzz.
Woo. That was kind of ugly right there. It appears that Nas and Hit Boy, they have definitely found a groove. I mean, I think it goes without saying. I am really feeling this track. It's not something that's going to be in a club. I believe I heard someone said that Nas is like the king of the B-sides. I'm not sure where I heard that, but I think that's correct. I would definitely say that. And this is definitely like, This gives me that Lost Tapes feel. And for me, I know when the Lost Tapes came out, like, for me, I felt Nas, you know, I think a lot of Nas fans, felt he was in a slump. Now, commercially, he had actually been doing decent. But, you know, that's when Napster and all that stuff had first hit. Most of his album leaked, and then it had to get redone, and it still sold well, but it wasn't or didn't feel like the quality, maybe, I think, that people are used to or felt Nas could deliver. And then when the Lost Tapes came out, it just felt like, okay, it's another wave to come. And this song right here, and so far, the feel of this album feels a lot like the Lost Tapes. Like he's just going in. And this is stuff where it might not be like stuff that everybody wants to hear because it's trendy and hot and popping, but it's just damn good music. It is getting ugly. Let's listen to some more of that ugly. Let me pull it up. Here we go.
It's ugly. It's ugly. It's ugly. It's ugly. It's ugly.
Shit's ugly. Shit's ugly.
Yeah,
it's ugly outside. They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I see the envy getting closer through my optics. Knew I had vision before I seen an optometrist. I seen a whole lot of shit, never altered my confidence or my consciousness. It's ugly outside. Stay dangerous, stay out the mix. Popping back out on niggas, homie, I'm popping shit. Kill them with no accomplices. Watching my rear view, the envy is obvious. It's ugly outside, it's grown men jealous outside. It's grown ass women that'll have you set up to die. You really not a stepper, nigga, just step to the side. While I two-step on the beat, watch a veteran slide. JMJ seen him coming, wish he ain't hit the buzzer. Marvin Gaye to Young Dolph, we taking out our brothers. Distorted faces, solemn features, we kill each other. It's Mr. Ugly Man, Marlon Wayans in a living color. It's ugly, it's ugly. It's ugly, it's ugly. Shit's ugly, shit's ugly. Yeah,
one time.
It's ugly, it's ugly. It's ugly, it's ugly. Shit's ugly, shit's ugly. Yeah.
Yeah, ugly.
Take my quotes, I'm here to give hope. Start a company from one of my phrases. We in the age of letting dumb shit kill your king to body bags for no reason. Young shit, blood slit, slurring off of the Seagrams. Hell with it, creep through the shadows, eyes wide open, ties still smoking. Break screeching, he's tweaking. He see himself way different than we see him. He speak as if these mean streets was only his region. Should everybody squeeze him? Niggas know what I came in this game with. I'm not an entertainer, that's just a disclaimer. But what I'm about to say, famous people saying they hate being famous. Millionaires hate it, people take just to feel like they made it. Whoever claimed that you changed cause that money came, they do the same if they saw their name on 100 things. Pardon the haters, it's my Philly behavior. If they don't say I'm the GOAT, that's the silly behavior. It's the ones you grew up with, that's with the dumb shit. They want you slump cause you get love, ain't that some shit? 20 trucks at the awards, we be moving so crazy. I don't buy into the hype, I'm in the studio lately. The ones you grew up with, that's with the dumb shit. They want you slump cause you get love, ain't that some shit? 20 trucks at the awards, we be moving so crazy. I don't buy into the hype, I'm in the studio lately. I don't bang, but I'm making that crit. Let my bitch run in the web, so while I'm blazing the whip, I'm out of here.
And that was 4016 Building off of that Magic, Nasty Nas. That's definitely, that's Nasty Nas, man. That's a nice hardcore track. You know what I'm saying? That's Timbo. Timbo's on the Camouflage Fatigues. You know what I'm saying? That's New York City. What up, NYC? That's big NYC right there. When I hear that, I think of motherfucking some projects and some motherfucking snow. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas playing some basketball outside. It's a little chilly. Some kids out. Niggas doing what they got to do. You know what I'm saying? Making some money, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's bad. But it's real. You know what I'm saying? It's something that anyone can relate to the way that Nas paints the picture. And that's MCing. So that was 4016 Building. We'll be right back. You're listening to No Vultures. It's your man, Brother Red, reminding you, do the knowledge. Welcome back, everybody. It's your man, Brother Red, coming at ya. We're in the outside studios, keeping it COVID safe and friendly for ya. Now, let's check out Hollywood Gangsta.
Shout my young New York niggas out there on that drill shit. Yeah. Hey, yo. Yo, let me try this shit out right here.
The scars are martyrs, the path of bastard seeds. Effects of absentee fathers passed on with ease. Hope the babies eat healthier, and may we get wealthier. Take what's not given, we ask for forgiveness, not permission. Whole clique is each other counselor. Holistics without a hockey puck. Can't co-sign on them niggas, not with us. Hop on a private jet with 12 tenants. Right when I land, the chopper to Manhattan is 12 minutes. I put the real in real nigga, that's on my mama though. Homie, you gotta feel me from Cali out to the Cali. I'm slick of the Desi Arnaz on my Copacabana flow. In Houston with a thick one, eating and popping those. Shit, it was written, chopping up competition. Palms itching, Bohemian Grove couldn't get Nas to visit. I seen both ends of the ladder, ain't seen no silver platter. Fiction don't even matter, we don't act for the cameras. Guess the use of the ego, having head in the air. Hollywood gangster, goons with them everywhere. I'm the opposite, smooth, not spreading fear. Silver spoons never fed nothing. I'm on top and I'm surprising. I'm on top and I'm surprising.
That was Hollywood Gangster. One thing that I'm enjoying through the KD 1 and KD 2, and I know this is supposed to be a little appetizer to just keep us fed until KD 3 comes. But one thing that I am really appreciative of is I want to say, hey, you know what? Thank you, Hit Boy. You know what I'm saying? And not necessarily for me, because, you know, now there's some albums like that Nasir album. Man. I like that Cop Shot the Kid. That was nice. Cop Shot the Kid. Cop Shot the Kid. And that one song, it was just super long. If he could have condensed it, that would have been good. But that one, they could have kept the Lost Tapes too lost. They just could have lost all that. Maybe one or two tracks, man. But yeah, you should have let them out as singles or whatever. But or put it on a mixtape. But yeah, because those could have stayed lost. I think what Streets Disciple, that shouldn't have been a double CD. That should have been one CD. It would have been hella banging. Now, one I think people slept on, but I really liked was the the Nigger Tape. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be called the Nigger Album, but, you know, they made him call it Untitled. And then the Green Lantern mixtape that went before it went super hard. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I would say the only other producer that I can say straight up, and I know it's crazy because it's late in Nas' career, but the only other producer that I can think that I'm like, I would like to hear this producer produce a whole Nas album that we have yet to hear would be Premier. It would be Premier, or, you know, hopefully they can get it together. It would be Pete Rock, like straight up. If I had to hear like Nas do an album with a producer, just one producer, and it ain't Hit Boy, I would say either Pete Rock or Premier. You know, if Dilla was alive, that would be some dope shit. Hella dope if MF Doom was alive. Now, I got some cats like my boy Sugar J. You know, he might tell you, hit up somebody like a Peanut Butter Wolf. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't know, you need to dig in your crates to find out who Peanut Butter Wolf is. So now, we're going to keep it moving. Let's get to the next track. That was Hollywood Gangster. I enjoy the variety of the beat selections that Hit Boy is bringing to Nas, you know, because it's freshening him up, but it's still got that feel of the era. You know what I'm saying? It's still got the era. It's got that feel to it. You know what I'm saying? So it's still the lane, but it's elevated. Got a little bit more bounce to it. It's just a different sound. The sounds are different. It ain't just, I guess my brother, you know what I'm saying, the Matrix might say sampling. You know, this is, you know, something different, but I like it. So, Hit Boy, thank you for, you know, I really think, you know, kind of bringing out that vintage, you know, helping Nas just age vintage. So, I appreciate that. Good looking out. This is your man, Brother Red. No Vultures. We'll be right back.
The use of the ego, having head in the air. Hollywood gangster, goons with them everywhere. I'm the opposite, smooth, not spreading fear. Silver spoons never fed nothing. I'm on top and not surprising. Not surprising.
I ain't say don't have your goons with you.
Yeah. I'm on top, that's not surprising.
So when you get a little older, you move different.
Yeah, I'm on top and I keep rising.
Rising. Uh-huh. Early morning,
I'm on top.
To the dawning, I'm on top.
Yeah.
I can't be stopped.
try. Hollywood gangsta. I'm the opposite of that.
Lot of MCs out there, man. Just be yourself. You ain't gotta be super tough guy. Just be cool. Now, next up, Woo for the Children. Let me pull this baby up. Here we go. Let's see what Hit Boy cooked up for Nas.
Yeah. I don't work this hard to be around people I don't like. Gotta be a special type nigga to deal with my life. Gotta be a special type nigga to feel what I write. Special like my classics. Special like my listeners who have attachments to my old style, won't let me pass. I don't see the point with weak things like all them niggas on top be blocking. I never help man stop it. It's hard watching brothers who smart but think they not. I need them to realize what they got is a fresh start. That brother that you claim so powerful, the one you said he has a whole lot of pull, probably already tried to pull his brothers up and got betrayed, got snake, got played. Meanwhile he balances challenges, hard to keep himself paid. It's so hard for him, even though his talent is God-given part in him. Stop putting your faults on him. What he did to you now, the man in him is bringing the kid in you out. You kidding me, still playing the victim, you weirding me out. That's what my perspective is, maybe cause I'm a specialist. Sick of mixed liquor beverages, six-figure checks are big, but eight-figure checks and you rich. The Nas enthusiasts thinking they know what's best for me, more than I know what's best for me, no rest for me. Gotta be a special type nigga to deal with my life. Gotta be a special type nigga to feel what I write. Special like my classics, special like my listeners who have attachments to my old style, won't let me pass it. Special.
Definitely digging this song. Using that feel of that nobody. You know what I'm saying? Nas does melancholy better than anybody. So I guess if that's maybe B-side records, or if you want to say, like, to me, that's just like serious records. You know what I'm saying? Like, when shit's real. Like, Nas is like the cat. You got a cloud, man. Like, put on some Nas. You know what I'm saying? Like, he does melancholy better than anybody. So I think that's the reason why a lot of people may not really like, they like Jay, because Jay-Z's probably a more fun guy. And there's other rappers, Kanye, they seem like they're funner. They have fun. Nas is like reserved, and dude, yeah, he does melancholy better than anybody. You know what I'm saying? And what's the name is kind of melancholy. Drake, but he likes to have fun, and you know, and he parties too. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely think the king of melancholy got to be Nas.
It's a privilege. VSOP shit. Special. Very special. Hit, turn up the sample, we making magic. This thing is bigger than I could ever imagine. Ducking the flashes from the cameras, leave out the back. Jump in the spacecraft, we can't tell where we at. Chauffeur driving like a high speed chase, trunk full of smack. Tallest building in Manhattan, sipping on Manhattans. Listen to the Manhattans. Queens of Brooklyn, oh what a feeling. I should've had Grammys when Old Dirty said Woo for the Children. Should've did that remix verse on Gimme the Loot for Biggie. Me, Jay, and Frank White is like Cole, Drizzy, and Kenny. One girl for the rest of your life, is that realistic? Some had told me they like when you call them all type of bitches. Ran through a few of them, some gangster, some Christian, some with a heart full of hate for me, even with a new nigga. They label me a sinner because I left what they sold. There's really no other feeling having that type of control, nigga. Gotta be a special type woman to deal with my life. Gotta be a special type woman to feel what I write. Special like my classics. Special like my listeners who have attachments to my old style, won't let me pass it. Gotta be a special type nigga to deal with my life. Gotta be a special type nigga to feel what I write. Special like my classics. Special like my listeners who have attachments to my old style, won't let me pass it. Special. Yeah, it's a privilege. VSOP shit. Special. Very special. Rest in peace, ODB, Taheem, Virgil,
Queen Jacqueline Avon. Special people.
Word up. And that was Woo for the Children. And that was a very dope cut. I enjoyed that one. Hell, he could have called it special. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. He could have called it special. But definitely enjoyed that check. He did the little triple entendre. Could have did without that. You don't need to be biting all the nigga style. Come on, Nas. You better than that. Aside from that, you know, I enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the young, you know, the young Triple Crowners. You know, in the game, that's the most respected for the young cats. So, you know, and I think that's a good comparison. Him, Big and Jay with Cole and K-Dot and Drake. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a good comparison. So, definitely a good song. Like I said, Nas can get that melancholy, you know, kind of get that feeling where you're feeling good. But I also like the fact that he said, you know, he don't like that, you know, his fans be trying to, like, say that he can't, you know, move out of Illmatic. Everybody want to keep him stuck in Illmatic, you know what I'm saying? And it's always forward, stupid, never moving backwards. You know what I'm saying? He told you that in Stillmatic. You know what I'm saying? So I enjoy the fact that he's comfortable. And he's like, look, man, I'm going to do what I do, so you can't tell me what's best for me. And that's the theme that I also felt like when I listened to AZ's project. That was definitely a theme. It was like, look, man, I'm doing me. You know what I mean? Nobody's going to tell me what's better than me. You know, I'll take advice, but you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm doing me. I'm comfortable. I don't got nothing to prove to nobody. I'm just going to go ahead and show you what MCing looks like. So sit back and just enjoy it. So, definitely enjoyed that one. Woo for the Children. We're up against a break. We'll be right back. It's your man, Brother Red. No Vultures. Peace.
Cutting this rag, that's passed from your mom and dad. Ride the bag, and we cheesing on them Calvinats. Mighty beat the billboards, 50 feet when I'm traffic. Staring at them nigga pictures, shit, you bound to crash.
No comparison, we more solid than they are. Me and Hit-Boy, they say we like the new Gangstar. Me and Flocko, they say we the new wave guards. Shout to Max B, he could be home any day, God.
Hold up and analyze.
ASAP mob got mass appeal.
Come on, get some.
Call the magic nines, niggas hit the lick like.
Wake up out the bed, wrap my do-rag up. Say a prayer, I'm thanking God that Mom Dukes had us. Monotone style like Guru on Supremo cuts. Kunek, Baba Queen, go nuts. Jewels over my white hoodie like Juvian 9-8. It's movies that I make, Peruvian white flake. It tore the community at a high rate. Adversity I face, I roll my own gas to make sure that it's not late. Damn, I used to hit the block hoping they see me. Watching video music box, sitting close to the TV. I was inspired by Houdini and Cool G. Got my first pair of J's, thought I was 2-3. Yeah. Invested in all my G's before we rest in peace, cause we sure to rest in peace. My shorty is a piece of mine, a down piece. I might buy you a piece of property. You might have had some joints, but ain't nothing like me and Rocky Singh.
No comparison, we more solid than they are. Me and Hit-Boy, they say we like the new Gangstar. Me and Flocko, they say we the new wave guards. Shout to Max B, he could be home any day, God.
All right, that was Wave Gods, featuring ASAP Rocky and Cuts with DJ Premier. I'd give that one about a 3. That's a filler, mainly because, and I hate to be critical of the new dudes, but I'm sorry, Rocky got to step the game up, dude. You can't be coming on no Nas track with that. And I would never. So I no disrespect to Rocky because he dice cats up. But, yeah, it's Nas. So, but, you know, definitely I also like the fact that and I'm a new fan of Max B. I'm not trying to be like, oh, Max B. I heard of Max B from Jadakiss. So big shout out to Jadakiss. He kicked ass this summer and he did what he was supposed to do. He big up the people. See, that's hip hop. You know what I'm saying? You give up your motherfucking props to the cats who deserve it. You know what I'm saying? You know, you don't front. You know, if a motherfucker's cold, a motherfucker's cold. Give them their props. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you might like them. You might not like them. You might like them. But, you know, they can do what they do, and they got something that, you know, hey, give it up, you know. And that's what I say. Like, I'm not the best, necessarily the biggest fan of a cat like Jay-Z or Lil Wayne, but you got to give it up, man. They do what they do. So, it's, you know, you can't say, like, oh, it's terrible. Just not necessarily my cup of tea. But now, that's different on Max B's case. Hold up. If you haven't checked out Max B, check out Max D. Or I'm sorry, Max B. Definitely the wave god. Check out Max B. So, this is your man, Brother Red. We're going to be right back. The next cut, this one's called The Truth. Let's check it out. Let me bring it right back. Hold up. Here we go.
Can't bury you with your money. Can't bury you with your bitch. Born alone, die alone. Play, how's the mentality, shoot them down days, going out of town with a couple of pound plates, always the one you call your friend, but then it's style chase, hard time for nonviolent crimes, that's an outrage, we need a meeting, money and fame is fleeting, you never really know the reason why two people is beefing, bloody murder, in the 80s he had Sway and Louis seats in the bourbon, did dirty, his sentence started turning, look at life. Took advice from the streets of burning, nothing nice. John Boy Ice, his death undetermined. Pick a Allen anywhere for your happy soul or returning. When I'm gone, I pray my family don't get the cash and burn it to the floor. Black force laced up, Galactica glaciers, 88 carats, immaculate pay stubs. The niggas do a crime, I drop a rhyme, it's the same rush. And they been sending shots a nigga way, but they ain't struck. Can't fuck with me. I've been outside since $1.50 was the only way to get your face done. Doggy style CD, turn that murder with the case up. Thinking when I drop my first shit, I'm leaving a face crunch. Black from the dark side of Vernon, draws from the dime block. They had it clicking, but today it's a new slimes out. Instagram trick in the hood, what they crying about. Petty crimes, bitches, and money, that's what they lying about. Niggas ain't telling the truth for nothing. No. No, y'all look like the truth to us. Hype off that little dirt you did. They ain't shit to the kid. What? Niggas ain't telling the truth for nothing. No, no, nigga. Y'all look like the truth to us. Hype off that little dirt you did. They ain't shit to the kid. Now you got your marching orders. This shit'll make your mouth water like food grill with wood chips. Woolrich, button up flannel. Looking wolfish. My hair wolfish.
That was The Truth off the Magic album, Nas and Hit Boy. That was another hard, you know, hard body track. That's Nasty Nas going in. Now I can definitely see where this might not. This is probably one that wouldn't have made like a proper album. So I can see why this one would be on the Magic. You know what I'm saying? Because this is probably something like they might have thought of KD3, but it's like nah. Because this, you know, again, this one feels like a filler. Wave God feels like a little bit of a filler. You know what I'm saying? So far, out of all the cuts, I've heard none but just, and close to the end, I'm, you know, hearing some filler. So let's see what we got at this last song. Let's pull it up real quick. Let's see what the last song is. It's called Dedicated. So let's check out Dedicated. Let's see what we got. Is Nas going to finish? And finish this album, was you gonna go out with three fillers? Let's check it out.
Popular demand, it's magic. When Carlito was dying, you see the shadow of his girl dancing with the baby. Like, fuck it, it's my time, but if God save me, maybe I'll erase any vice that could potentially bring harm to me. Before I make a move, I think about it karmically. Everything come back like a boomerang. I'm black as Paul Mooney slang. And all I pray for is help in a sustainable business and the faithful misses. I see a lot of people try to be who they ain't. We don't want money that fit in the bag, we want the bank. Just to spread it around like icing on a cake. White Tiger out the cage, Mike Tyson in 88. Dedicated like Jack Boys on Melrose, smashing.
Yeah, he definitely came back. This I like. Black as Paul Mooney slang.
I dedicated my inspiration. Dedicated my whole damn life. If I wanted to now, I could live a old man life. Confronted with how the hood could use more funding, more budgets for more teachers, financial literacy, more speeches. Chefs come cook for me. Look what it took for me. The streets had its hooks in me. Yeah, people ask me what books to read. Destruction of black civilization, that's history. Journal of Chris Columbus, that is what interests me. Juneteenth holiday finally came and it pisses me off for the fact that we came and changed. You'll be physically in pain, dedicated like Ricky Walters. I dedicated my life, my life. I dedicated my life, my life. I dedicated my dedicated my. I dedicated my life, my life. I dedicated my life, my life. I dedicated my.
And I think this is the difference between rappers and MCs, and in particular, why Nas has been heralded as like the best since Rakim. Because let's be clear. After Rakim, LL, you know what I'm saying? He was running it. The East started kind of fading a little bit. You know, in WA, Ghetto Boys in the streets. You know, Cassius here in Ghetto Boys. You know, and then, you know, Cube was running it. And really, truthfully and honestly, it was Snoop, the S-N-O-O-P. He was running it. And so Nas brought the East back. Let's be clear. It wasn't Biggie and it wasn't Jay-Z. It was Nas. And it wasn't necessarily because of the hype. That was Puff and Big. Because, you know, Puff knew how to, you know, and he was like, yeah, we got to get sonically. We want this stuff to sound like Doggy Style. You know what I mean? To have that sonically where it's just, you know, that sound where it's so clear. You know what I'm saying? Because if you listen to Illmatic and you listen to like Ready to Die and Doggy Style, Ready to Die, Doggy Style, The Chronic, you know, all those albums are crystal clear. Illmatic's not like that. For whatever reason, I don't care what copy you get, it ain't crystal clear like them. And so, but, and like I said, that's the era. You know, Nas set the tone where it's like, nah, you know, it is a little melancholy out here. We're going to, yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it's fun, but it's melancholy as well. It's not all rainbows and sunshine. You know what I'm saying? It's real. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's one thing that I think the reason why Tupac kind of gravitated towards him, or at least looked at him as someone as a rival and said, okay, that dude is somebody that I know I got to go at. Like, this dude is, I'm going to go at him competitively. I respect the hell out of him, but this dude is, like, I respect that. You know, and that's what Nas is talking about. Dedicated. You know, a lot of these cats, man, they ain't dedicated to their people. They dedicated to their money, and they dedicated their self, and that's okay. But I like the MCs that, you know, try to give you something that makes you feel good about yourself and build up your self-esteem and make you feel like you're something. So, let's continue with Dedicated. Let's finish up with Dedicated.
Test, test, yeah. You know, get to this point, I might have to write a script, a manuscript. Yo. Ghetto manners, is you thugging me or asking? Finessing me or pressing me when none of that is happening? Accessory to murder, not necessarily Manson. Objection, she ain't construction, pelly pale or advancing. Ratty close, we haven't spoken years, pat his coat. Check his waistline, he's spying on who has the most. Best to leave me alone, I get in my zone. Laughing with African presidents while over the phone. Should be feeling like the last days cash made. Mirrors on the ceiling with a bad babe. Same age, but niggas be having bad grades. Billion man march from real niggas, never last place. Blazing gas like young Haitian Jack. Me and money go together like the 80s and crack. Shorty aura like Kimora rocking baby fat. I'm dropping balls, nigga, like I'm on stage with Smack.
Show my niggas who had staples from their navel up. Healed up, had to chill a while, lay in the cut. Shorty tried to wipe me down in a Mercedes truck. Pulled up, cobblestone ground in my palatial hut. Paradise for niggas still doing deals in the street. Original backwoods, I fill up with green. Am I a musician or am I a magician? No tricks, just real shit straight out the kitchen. Pure magic. No tricks, no tricks. No tricks. No tricks, pure magic. Magic, magic.
So that was Dedicated, and that is Magic. I would say for Nas and Hit-Boy on this one, this is definitely gives me the feel of the Lost Tapes. This is like a Lost Tapes type of album. And so I would say, and this is after, you know, it came out and it's been out for a couple weeks, and I've listened to it several times, and initially when I first heard it, I was like, "Woo!" Okay, now let it sit for a couple weeks, and I would say solid 4. Not gonna go, you know, 4.5. It's not a classic album. No, it's not a classic album. It is a good rock solid album. It's not too long. And like I said, for me, there's only 2 fillers. The 2 last songs before the last song. Those 2 were, they felt fillerish. Everything else, man, I'd say A+ material. So, you know, you got, you know, what, 9 cuts? So you got 7 A's and you got a couple C's. So yeah, I think you average out. Well, maybe a B+, so I guess maybe a 4.5, but eh. So I'm going to say 4. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say a good, solid 4 for Nas's Magic. This your man, Brother Red, encouraging everybody. Make sure you guys are being COVID safe. Take care of your families. Take care of yourself. And as always, do the knowledge. Peace.